Welcome to American Indian Living, a program developed by the Native Education and Health Initiative to improve and enhance the health of people throughout the Native communities. American Indian Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he's ready today to help you learn more about your health. Here's Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We're again in a great venue. You've been enjoying it if you've been tuning into the show over the last several weeks and months. The venue, Orlando, Florida, August 2013. We're talking with people who are making a difference, a significant difference in Indian country and beyond. Across the table from me, someone really I was excited to meet here, Lionel LaMountain. Lionel, great to have you on the show.
Thank you, David. It's a privilege to be here and appreciate what you do.
I'm not only excited about who you are and what you represent, but you and I were comparing notes, and you actually work for Florida Hospital.
Yes, I've been there for a few years now in the Mission and Ministry Department, and I have the privilege of traveling and helping people become aware of our lifestyle products we have available in the health niche and to train them. So it's a very rewarding job that I have because I work with pastors and hospitals and schools, and I just love what I do.
Well, Florida Hospital has a special place in my heart. Some of the listeners may realize that my oldest daughter was born at Florida Hospital, and it was at a time when my wife was doing her residency. Actually, she had finished her residency in family practice. She was working in Orlando, and I was leading out in some of the preventive medicine services that Florida Hospital delivered many years ago. But it's great to be in the same studio, even if it's a virtual studio together. Lionel, we've got you on the show because Florida Hospital is partnering with Native Americans throughout the U.S. on a very exciting new project. Before we talk about the details of that partnership, we want to talk about the product, which is something called Creation Health. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, Creation Health is Florida Hospital's flagship health seminar on how to take charge of your health and create your best health possible, and not just health, not just a healthy body, but to be healthy in mind, body, and soul. So it was about, I guess, the early 90s maybe, when we had some discussions with an entity in the area in Orlando called Disney World. They were looking for a hospital for a celebration, you know, the community that they were planning on building. And so there many hospitals wanted to be their hospital for the community, and Florida Hospital is one of them. And Disney really challenged us with the idea of sharing what our vision for healthcare was in the 21st century. So the executive team got together and they discussed what they thought the vision might be for healthcare in the 21st century. And they realized that although we've been known for disease prevention for over 100, and it had been 100 and what, 40 years at that time, 130 years, there really was more to the health, to our health message than that. So we started looking at, you know, what the Creator might have in mind for living life to the fullest. And we found 8 universal principles of living life to the fullest, which are choice, rest, environment, activity, which is mental and physical activity, trust in God, interpersonal relationships, outlook, and nutrition.
You got that really down. And I noticed those 8 letters, was it 8?
8, yes.
Spells creation?
Creation.
So Creation Health, it's based on the Creator's program, if I got that
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And run through that list again. That went by pretty quick.
It's a choice. Rest, environment, activity, trust in God, interpersonal relationships, outlook, and nutrition.
Okay.
We find those to be the 8 universal principles for whole person health. And this vision was shared with the folks at Disney, and we're saying, you know what? You could technically go to your doctor and have blood work taken and your blood work be perfect, but if your relationships are struggling or falling apart, you might be healthy technically, but you're not well. Or if your cardiovascular system is perfect, if your outlook is pessimistic, you might be healthy technically, but you're not well. And so our vision for health in the 21st century is not just to prevent disease, but it's to lead people into taking charge of their lives, taking charge of their health, and being healthy in mind, body, and soul, and living life to the fullest in mind, body, and soul. So Creation Health is really about health creation. And we are equipping churches and hospitals and schools throughout North America and beyond, actually. I'll be in Romania in 2 weeks training people over there how to do Creation Health. It's really taking this message into communities to help improve people's lives so that they're healthier, stronger, and happier, and have more satisfying relationships. And it's a very rewarding work.
So you've been working at Florida Hospital, I mean, not just you individually, but the whole Florida Hospital team, or at least a division of Florida Hospital, has been working with this creation model for many years, really, right?
Yeah, since the 90s. It's been around as a philosophy since the 90s, and a couple of books have been written about it. But only about 4 years ago did we compile it into a seminar that any organization can conduct in their community.
Now, of course, we're on radio, so I can't point to this beautiful colored box here with creation motifs on it that has this whole mnemonic, this acronym creation. This is actually the program in a box, isn't it?
It is. In that box, you have what we've done is we wanted to make it so easy for anyone to teach creation health. When you start talking about health, oftentimes people, if they don't come from a clinical background, they feel intimidated or overwhelmed. So what we did was we said, well, let's get our medical experts together and film a DVD, one for each of those eight principles, and that medical expert will teach the science behind that particular principle.
Tremendous.
So if you have a person who's non-clinical, they just put the DVD in, it plays for 15 minutes, and then they would choose from a number of PowerPoint slides that we've created for them. Say, we have 80 PowerPoint slides per principle, which is too many slides. You'd never use them all, or else it's death by PowerPoint.
Uh-huh.
But what you could do is choose maybe 25 slides.
Okay.
You'd play the DVD, you'd use the slides for a 25-minute lecture, and we have speaker's notes at the bottom of those slides, so you know what to say.
Okay.
And we have small group exercises. We have up to four per principle. You wouldn't do all four, you'd choose one.
Okay.
So a typical lecture, say on choice, you play the choice DVD, you would use the PowerPoint slides and conduct a 25, 30-minute lecture with some conversation maybe, and you'd have a small group exercise to get people interacting with each other and the content, and then you're done. And you have one of the most effective health presentations. We're told, this is coming from us, we're told this is one of the most effective health presentations that churches are finding available to them today, or other organizations. It doesn't have to be a church. We have hospitals and schools. We have this being taught in sheriff's departments.
Okay.
So it's not just a church thing or a school thing. All sorts of entities are using it.
Now, I understand that you piloted a lot of this in churches.
Yes, we did. We're a faith-based hospital, and we have a strong connection with the faith community, so we piloted it in all sorts of churches. An amazing story would be in Fort Walton Beach, which is in the panhandle of Florida, the western part of Florida. We have a pastor up there who is a volunteer chaplain in a sheriff's department. And to make a long story short, he started teaching this 2 years ago. He has two other sheriff's departments now who have him training their chaplains in how to do creation health. In the sheriff's department where it started, that sheriff is so excited, he said, we're going to take confiscated drug money and finance this message being taken to the 200,000 citizens of their county.
Oh, really? Tremendous.
Another sheriff said, this is such uplifting, you know, life-changing material that he is now making it a requirement in the new employee orientation process for his department.
Oh, that's great.
So it's being taught all over. We did pilot it with pastors in churches. We have a church probably 30 minutes from here, David, that has a membership of about 12,000 members. We started training them 3 years ago in the creation health model, and their senior pastor, who is one of President Obama's five pastoral advisors, tell us just a few months ago that everything they do with regards to health will be filtered through the creation health lens from now on because it's so simple and inspiring but easy to implement.
Tremendous, tremendous. The other thing I like about this model, and I haven't actually worked with creation health, and I guess in fairness, I was involved when I was at Florida Hospital. You and I talked with some of the early dialogues with Disney and other things, but I haven't run the program, so I'm not intimately associated with it or intimately understand all the details. But what you're telling me, I'm trying to put this from the perspective that someone may hear it in the heart of Indian country, someone who's maybe a tribal elder, they have a concern for maybe several families on the res that they just want to reach out to. They've been trying to help them. They say, I'm not a health professional, but it sounds like this is something that's adaptable. I might not have to use the PowerPoints. Maybe I'm not very familiar with computer programs and software like that. But they could put the DVD in, and they could do maybe a couple group activities.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very flexible. Am I hearing you right?
Yes. You can put the DVD in. You could run a group activity. What you could also do is we are working together and providing a resource for these communities, taking our 300-page creation health workbook and maybe helping to make that applicable for this project, I think.
Okay.
We're talking about that. But they could, what they could do is show the DVD, And if they wanted to, they could just talk about that chapter in the workbook for the next few minutes and use that as a guide.
Right.
You could use this in any context easily, and you don't have to be a clinical person.
Well, this is an exciting project, and I know it's exciting in Indian country because one of the tribal leaders that I've worked with, someone who's very well connected in Native American circles, is so excited about this that he's been working with you, and you guys are rolling this out over the next year or so throughout the U.S., making it available to tribes across the country, right?
That's right. We want to train anyone who wants to be trained in learning how to teach this. It's really, really simple, and we're excited to have this partnership and you know, just see the difference and know the difference it's going to make, because it's not about making a whole bunch of changes at once.
Mm-hmm.
It's about once a week studying one of these principles, such as starting with choice, and just deciding, okay, what's one small change we're going to make with regards to that principle? Mm-hmm. Because what I find when I travel is I find people stuck in this kind of learned helplessness,
mm-hmm.
where they feel like they can't make a difference, or they feel that life is in charge of them or in control of them.
Mm-hmm.
So if once a week for 8 weeks, we help lead them in making simple decisions that they can implement so that they begin believing in themselves again and see that they are in control of their life and they can transform their life and change their life. So we're excited to partner with the tribes, you know, and train tribal leaders and anybody there who wants to create opportunities of transformation for the people that they care for and love so much.
Well, before we talk more about the specifics of the program, Lionel, and how individuals can use that, we want to give them some contact information, because some of you aren't going to be able to stick with us for the whole two segments that I've got with Lionel. So tell us how someone could say, I want to plug into this. How do I contact this guest that Dr. DeRose had, even if they can't remember Lionel LaMountain?
Well, the best way would be probably to call our office, and our office number is 407-303-7711, 407-303-7711. And they'll get a voicemail menu, and they can, you know, select my name, Lionel LaMountain, or my colleague, Marita Ross. She's always there. I'm traveling all the time.
Okay.
The other thing they can do would go to creationhealth.com.
Okay.
If they go to creationhealth.com, there's a contact us form,
mm-hmm.
and we always get those messages.
Oh, great. That sounds probably the simplest.
Yes.
If you're a listener today and you want to get a hold of Lionel, get more information about the Creation Health program, you just simply have to remember what it's called, right?
Yes.
Creation Health.
Yep.
It's a part of Florida Hospital. If you're thinking Creation, what was that called? Put Creation Florida Hospital into a search engine. I'm sure you'll come up with it. CreationHealth.com. You can contact Lionel through that vehicle. Well, Lionel, where we want to go now is giving our listeners some practical pointers. Some of them might say, well, this sounds great, but there's no way I could ever do that. We want to teach them some things on the show that they can use just to see the power of these principles. So can you give us an overview? Let's start with the choice element. That's that first C. What is the key message in that presentation?
The key message is to do what you can to strengthen your frontal lobe, because the frontal lobe is the command center of our life.
Mm-hmm.
It's where we make judgments, decisions. And lifestyle habits today are weakening the frontal lobe. And the leading lifestyle habit that's damaging the frontal lobe or keeping it in a weakened state is a lack of activity.
Mm.
So in that first session, when it comes to choice, we discuss about taking charge of your life. And the first step is by strengthening your frontal lobe as best you can. And the number of things you can do to strengthen your frontal lobe. One would be if you get sunshine every day for 15 or 20 minutes. What that does is it blocks the release of the stress hormones, like cortisol, but will release the happy hormone, which is serotonin, which will make you feel happy, put you in a good mood. You can listen to uplifting music. Something else you can do is get a massage.
Okay.
Massage actually increases the blood flow throughout your body, and the brain prioritizes the blood flow to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so that oxygen and everything is getting to the frontal lobe, and that strengthens your frontal lobe. So we really focus on what people can do to take small steps to strengthen their brain to make better choices and decisions. Eating high-quality carbohydrates like oatmeal for their breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Lionel, we're going to have to step away, but you've got seven other powerful elements that you're going to share with us in our next segment. If you're tuning in today, you don't want to miss this. Creation Health, it's something that can work for your tribe, even if you can't tomorrow start this simple 8-week program. You can listen in for another 15 minutes, and we'll give you practical things you can do. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We are going to be back shortly. You're listening to American Indian Living. We're recording in Orlando, Florida. We are going to be back with more. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
Today's American Indian Living radio program is sponsored in part by Wimar Center of Health and Education. Located in the foothills of Northern California's Sierra Mountains, Wimar is home to the residential New Start Lifestyle Program that helps people of all races address diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and related conditions. To further assist Native Americans with their health, Wimar produces a wealth of free resources that can be accessed on their website at newstartclub.com. To learn more about how Wimar can change your life, you can call 1-800-525-9192. The number again is 1-800-525-9192. Or you can access them on the web at newstartclub.com. Again, that's newstartclub.com.
Some important social statements by United States citizens today on policy.
To be a good American, you've got to like people, share things, and not scream at people. And you should also help them, and then you can share at them.
A statement on historical tradition and our form of government.
I love America because it got government full of people, and full of people, and full of people.
A statement on down-to-earth American idealism.
I like living in America because it means freedom. It means that you can do most stuff you want as long as it doesn't, like, hurt anybody, and you have to work hard to keep it.
America, a statement in summary.
I love America because everybody's equal. And when you play with other kids and they dunk you, you can dunk them back.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian Living. Dr. David DeRose, across from me, Lionel LaMountain. He is heading up Creation Health. He's the Creation Health Senior Manager. He's actually getting ready to bring this program to Indian country. If you're just tuning in with us, it's a program that can radically change your perspective on health, radically improve your health.
Mm-hmm.
Lionel, this Creation Health program, you told us, actually is drawn from the fact that it's the principles of the Creator, but creation is also a mnemonic, a memory device. Remind us again what it stands for.
Creation stands for choice, rest, environment, activity, trust in God, interpersonal relationships, outlook, and nutrition.
Okay, you talked to us about choice, mm-hmm. and the message you gave us in the first segment, here's what I took away. It was, you can do simple things that can have a profound impact, a profound benefit on your frontal lobe, your main computer, if you will, and when that improves, you start making better choices.
Absolutely.
I'm applying correctly your message?
Yep, yeah.
Good. Give us the next letter in the mnemonic.
Next one is rest. Rest involves three areas, your physical, and secondly, your mental, and there is a spiritual rest.
Hmm.
We really focus on the physical rest primarily in our Creation Health Seminar because so many people are exhausted and weary and are not getting the rest that they need. And it's really critical now in the States because you have up to 40% of the people getting fewer than 6 hours of sleep a night.
40%?
Up to 40%.
Wow.
And what happens is when you get fewer than 6 hours of sleep a night, or more than 9 hours of sleep a night, you cut your lifespan on average by 9 years because of all the hormonal imbalances that take place.
Mm-hmm.
And most people aren't getting the sleep that they need. And missing just 2 hours of sleep between the hours of 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. or let's put it this way, missing one good night of sleep will cut your immune system in half. It cut its effectiveness by 50%. So it's important to get our sleep to keep our immune system strong and to keep ourselves healthy and also to help with weight control. If you don't get the sleep that you want, the hormone ghrelin skyrockets, and that's the hormone that makes you feel hungry.
Mm.
And leptin, which is the hormone that makes you feel full, plummets. So when you're skimping on your sleep, ghrelin goes up, you're going to feel hungry all the time, and no matter what you do to control your hunger, you'll never feel full because your leptin's not at the levels it needs to be to tell you that you're full. So when you don't get your sleep, you're losing years of life, your immune system is cut in half, and you're going to have trouble maintaining a healthy weight.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned this. Some years ago, I had a guest on the show, and she had written a book. She's a physician, and she called it Sleep Away the Pounds. So this really isn't hype, is it?
No, it's not.
It's good science.
Yes.
So simple message is just to get those 8 hours of sleep. Is that what you tell people to do?
Yeah, sleep targets 7 to 8 hours. People who think they don't need it, they're wrong. They need 7 to 8 hours.
So is there a practical solution? Do you throw away the alarm clock, or what do you do?
Well, we tell people try to, you know, go to bed earlier if they're in the habit of staying up late. You know, try to shift your sleep schedule 15 minutes a night so you can get to where you need to be.
Mm.
The earlier you go to bed at night, the better, because the hormonal interactions that are taking place. One of the best things to do is make sure you get plenty of sunshine through the day. If you don't, you'll go through many of your melatonin stores during the day. Your body only produces so much melatonin during the day, which is supposed to make it sleepy at night. It has other things, too, that it does.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, going out in the sun blocks the flow of melatonin in your body, and you'll have those reserves at night to feel sleepy. And you need a dark room. Don't eat a heavy meal within 3-4 hours of going to sleep, or else you won't be able to sleep well. A cool room, they say 68 degrees is the best temperature for sleeping if you want to sleep well.
Okay.
You know, and a really good thing to do is to exercise. They've tested people, especially the elderly. Those, I think, who exercise, is it 3 times or 4 or 5 times a week, they get a good extra quality hour of sleep a night versus their peers who don't get the sleep. So, I mean, there are a number of things you can do. I just threw quite a few at you.
Yeah, sure. So it sounds like exercise is not an expenditure as much as an investment.
Absolutely. Great way to put it.
What's the E? Is that exercise?
E is environment.
Environment, okay.
And we're not talking about environmentalism, although that would be an aspect of it. But environment is where we spend our time, the space we occupy at any point during the day. And the three most popular environments people spend their time in, work, home, and their car.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the beauty of this world, we see that the Creator designed a world that's beautiful simply because He enjoys beauty. I mean, anyone who's had the privilege of going scuba diving or snorkeling, they see all the beauty under the surface of the water that no one would ever see unless they took the time to go underneath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's natural beauty. Actually, natural beauty, science has proven, will lower your blood pressure and pulse.
Mm.
You know, they take kids, they put them in natural environments when they're taking classes, and they find that there are less ADHD symptoms. They find that people who live in apartment buildings that have greenery around those apartment buildings actually know their neighbors better and they're safer. So when you talk about environment, we're talking about doing whatever it takes to enhance your environment. One thing is, EPA says the air inside our homes is 200 to 500% more polluted than the air outside our homes because of modern architecture. So one thing you can do to improve your environment, we found, NASA says you can take 1 6-inch green plant and that'll purify 100 square feet of space.
Wow.
So you can just get some green plants, put them in your house, put them in your apartment, put them in your workspace, and you can start having a healthier environment.
Great, great. So environment really is an important issue, isn't it?
Yes. An unhealthy environment creates disease.
Mm-hmm.
A cluttered environment is associated with irritable bowel syndrome, depression, things like that.
And, of course, all the things you're talking about are really not new ideas in Indian country. These have been values that First Nation peoples have held for centuries. So really what you're doing, Lionel, as Florida Hospital and Creation Health partners with Native American tribes, is you're basically, what I hear you saying, is get reconnected with your own roots.
Absolutely. Excellent.
So choice, that's the C.
Mm-hmm.
R is rest.
Yes.
C-R-E is environment.
Mm-hmm.
A, what does that stand for?
Activity, mental and physical activity.
Okay.
And we find that science has shown that your brain volume can increase by challenging the brain, whether it would be word teasers, mind games, whether it could be as simple as brushing your teeth with your non-dominant hand, anything that engages the brain. They found this in London taxi cab drivers. Their hypothalamus was larger than in other people. They found it because these guys had to remember where to get to throughout the city, the directions, the different places where buildings were located, and they were using that part of their brain.
The hippocampus?
Yes, thank you, the hippocampus. Uh-huh. I said hypothalamus, hippocampus.
That's okay. That's when you get a doctor for a host. He picks up on some of those things.
Thank you for that.
That's okay, sure.
So it really is true, if you don't use it, you lose it, which, you know, they've proven that. In physical activity, it's estimated 250,000 people die a year in this country as a result of a lack of physical activity. And that's about the size of a city of Birmingham, Alabama.
Amazing.
So we encourage people just to get out and start moving. And it's interesting. It's hard to believe, but this is really nice to hear. Scientists are saying you can get 3 10-minute sessions of exercise if you're, you know, in a hurry or have a lack of time. Mm-hmm. And those 3 10-minute sessions of exercise equal the same results as one block of 30 minutes. Or you can do 2 15-minute sessions. But just get out there moving, as we all know, can help with weight loss and help with blood pressure.
So mental activity.
Mental activity.
Physical activity.
Yes.
And when someone's going through the Creation Health curriculum, if a tribe says, we're going to try this out, they come to one of your training events. You tell them how to run this program, show them how the DVDs work, give them the materials.
Mm-hmm.
While we're talking about it, is there a charge for the training and the materials?
That charge has not been decided upon as far as the training. The materials, they're going to be the seminar kit that comes with everything you need to conduct one of these Creation Health seminars is going to be selling for a special price of
$199. $199.
That's the lowest I've ever seen it offered.
What does it usually run?
$350.
Okay, so down below $200, just below $200.
Yes.
That's for this Native project.
Yes.
And you're still working out the details of whether someone's going to sponsor the training or it's going to be a fee-based.
Yes.
Someone's running this. They buy the $200 kit. They get the training. And they're meeting once a week for 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
When they go through this activity module,
they're
going to challenge the folks going through their program to do something simple as far as activity. Is that the basic message?
Yes. As they go through the activity presentation, folks will be taught all the different things they can do to start applying that principle, and their trainer will encourage them to choose one right there that night to practice in the following days. And then when they get together the next week, the leader will debrief with them what they did to include activity, mental and physical, in their life in that previous week.
So to me, it seems like you've designed this so it's not so intense a pace that people are overwhelmed with the material.
That's right.
They can get some simple concepts. They can put them into practice, or if they have trouble putting them into practice, they're back together a week later and they can compare notes.
Absolutely. And we have people losing 20, 30 pounds of weight just from these simple, simple things that they start implementing.
In 8 weeks. Okay. By the way, how long is the time commitment each evening or each afternoon or whenever the program is offered?
Typical presentation will last between 60 minutes and 80 minutes.
Okay, so an hour, give or take.
Yes.
Wow. So it's really only 8 hours of time that a person's carving out in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't like a huge burden.
No. Very easy.
And people losing 20 or 30 pounds?
Yep. And many of them are minimizing their medications. We had one lady whose kidneys were functioning at 50%. By the time she was finished with her Creation Health class, her kidneys were functioning at 90%. And she had been on 4 medications, but she was down to only 1.
Wow.
Just from these simple things.
Lionel, I know you got worried at the break that we wouldn't finish the whole acronym. I got to tell you, you're right. Our time is out. Give us your contact information once more.
Let me call 407-303-7711, 407-303-7711, or go to creationhealth.com and leave us a note at our contact page that we have there.
Okay, if you didn't get the exciting message, Creation Health, coming to Indian Country, special opportunities for you to be involved, Florida Hospital, partnering with Native nations across the country, creationhealth.com. We've got to slip away. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We'll be back with more on this exciting edition of American Indian Living. Don't go away. I'm Dr. DeRose.
American Indian Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
America's veterans have served our country in both war and peace.
It's because of people like you that we are free. My class was learning about war and how hard it is.
I wanted to do something to let them know how I feel.
Now there is a way to thank them for helping keep America free. Log on to thankyouveterans.org and type a personal message of thanks.
Dear Dad, I've recently come to understand how important your service to America was, and I just wanted to say thank you.
There are 26 million veterans living in America today, from World War II to Afghanistan and Iraq.
We carry our experiences inside. It's nice to have someone say thanks.
Let a veteran know you appreciate their service. Log on to thankyouveterans.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE, 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian Living. Dr. David DeRose, your host, a new guest with me in our virtual studio at the Convention Center here in Orlando, Florida, Blondell Sr. Blondell, it's great to have you with me here in this venue.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
Blondell, many people know of you and your work with a group called Advent Home. You're the founder and director of that program, but others maybe are unaware or don't know any details about what you do. Tell us about your program.
Advent Home is an alternative program for kids who are at risk.
Okay.
We take 12 to 17-year-old boys who are failing in school, dropping out, or having problems at home.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents are desperate and need help. Sometimes these kids are dismissed from private school and public school, so the parents have no alternative. Other times they may have alternatives and are looking down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So what we provide is an alternative for kids who do not adjust well to the traditional classroom and to the traditional system. So we provide an alternative to kids who are in trouble.
So basically, we've had a number of folks on our series of shows that we've been doing in this exciting venue in Orlando, and there's a lot of them that have said, we've got a significant challenge with youth in America, whether it's in Indian country or outside. And if I understand correctly, Dr. Senior, you're working with kids across the age range, that 12 to 17 age range,
yes, yes.
Across the gender lines and across cultural and racial and ethnic lines, right?
No, we take boys only.
Only boys.
We take boys only, but 12 to 17-year-olds and also 18 to 23.
Okay.
12 to 17 are finishing school, high school.
Uh-huh.
And it's very diverse. We have Native Americans.
Uh-huh.
We have Muslims.
Uh-huh.
We have blacks. We have whites and, you know.
Okay.
And any type of kids. Usually an American citizen or resident. We don't take foreign students unless they are resident in the United States.
Okay, so thanks for making sure I'm straight, because there's a number of folks who are targeting the special needs of our youth.
Yes.
Your program just for boys.
Just for boys. Right.
Okay. Where are you located?
We're located in Calhoun, Tennessee, which is near Chattanooga.
And presumably you have people coming from all over the country for your program?
Yes. When you look at the dots, they come from all over the country, from New York down the coast, across Texas, and up the coast to California, all to Washington State. The only way that is a little sparse are the farm states.
Okay.
Because those people do some of the same things we do.
Uh-huh.
They work the kids, get them involved, so the kids don't have time to get into trouble.
You know, this is interesting you mention this, Blondell, because we've had other folks who are working with at-risk kids, and it seems like one of the themes that all of these successful programs are using is you're putting the kids to work.
Yes, exactly right. Get them very involved. One of the major problems these kids have is what is called distraction.
Hmm.
Distraction is really destroying our young people. That is, a child spend hours on a cell phone, or hours texting,
mm-hmm.
or hours hip-hopping. Wasting his time, idleness, that is not good for growth of young people. What is good for kids is to keep them involved in meaningful activities, because the child is learning the type of skills that is preparing him for life.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go into that in more details later on.
Tremendous. So let me see, if I were to categorize all the variety of programs we've been interviewing over the number of weeks that this show is airing based on interviews here in this venue, it seems like we've got people with all kinds of backgrounds who are responding to the needs of youth. Now, you have a very strong background. Tell us a little bit about your personal training.
I have a PhD in sociology and criminology with a minor in psychology. I have dealt with kids from I myself as a teenager, Boy Scouts, and other programs like that. So I have a love for young people who are getting into trouble. I literally like young people who are aggressive and assertive and intelligent. So our program deals with kids who are very bright, but kids who tend to be more assertive, kids who are aggressive, and kids who want to have their way. And I call them my little executives.
Okay.
Because juveniles usually have the same characteristics as successful executives. They don't take no for an answer. They are always experimenting. They want to take charge of things. They don't want others to control them.
Okay.
They're usually very intelligent. And they are not, they're risk takers. They'll walk off. They'll spend the night on the street. They'll run away. And all those are risk taking.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting spin on it. Yeah, they're at risk. But instead of calling them problem kids, you're saying they're really gifted kids.
Oh, yes, they're gifted. They are kids who are looking for opportunities for growth. And that's what we do. We challenge these kids when they come to the Advent home. We really challenge them. And we start out with minimum distraction. So we take away the cell phone, and we take away the iPod, and we take away the various types of instruments where they're wasting time. We provide them on a healthy diet. And that's very, very important. Diet goes with behavior. We teach them individual counseling and group counseling. What we're doing is teaching them to communicate, teaching them to dialogue. Many of these kids do not have good communication skills. They're angry. They don't solve problems. They walk away from problems. They run away from problems. And what we do is help them to develop skills. And these skills could be anything. Could be work skills. Could be communication skills. Could be teamwork. Many of these kids tell us that they have never had a meal with their parents.
Never had a meal with their parents?
Never had a meal with their parents. Or they have never finished a conversation with their parents.
Wow.
They walk out, slam the door, you know, avoid it, and so forth. And it's not because they don't know how. It's because they're immature. Or they do not have families that can stand up to them. So that's what we do at the Advent home. We sit in group and we stand up and you walk away. And when you come back, a day later or 2 days later, we begin where you left off. So we have to deal with the problems. And we dialogue, we encourage dialogues. We have a program in the Advent home called VC365.
What does that mean?
VC means values clarification. And 365 means one for every day. So we deal with honesty. We deal with responsibility. We deal with emotions. We deal with anxiety. We deal with depression. We deal with any problem that is bothering you. And as we put it in perspective, the child becomes more mature and more reasonable and more skillful. So he begins to approach the problem by solving the problem rather than running away from it.
Okay, so what I hear you saying, Blondell, is anytime those kids are there at Advent Home, they're each day going to get a new value that they work on?
Yes, yes. It's in a book form. And you can go to lesson number 60, number 61, lesson number 90, and so forth. Every day it's structured and it's based on a real life story. Actually happened. And we take this problem in group every day at the Advent home from 8 to 9 o'clock at night. If you were to visit us, you could participate in a group discussion with these young people.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And they are talking about a specific value.
So now, is this a special book that's only available to people who go through Advent Home?
Yes.
Or do you actually sell this book?
Yeah, we sell it, but we wrote the book ourselves.
Oh, that's great.
And it's based on real life stories, and we are just in the process of re-editing it. And it will be available and can be purchased. We actually published a book before, and it sold out.
Wow.
And so we're doing it again.
You've got my interest not only in your program, which I've actually heard about for years, but also in your resources. We want to talk about some more things before the clock runs away from us, but I do want to get out your contact information. So why don't you tell us, while I'm thinking about it, how someone can get more information about your programs or your resources.
Very good. Our name is Advent Home Learning Center. And we're located at 900 County Road 950. That's 900 County Road 950. That's Calhoun, C-A-L-H-O-U-N, Tennessee, 37309. Our office number is 423-336-5052. And our fax number is 423-336-8224. On the web, we are at www.adventhome.org.
Okay, adventhome.org.
Yes, our email is info@adventhome.org.
Okay, very good. If you didn't catch anything else, I think you got that website, adventhome.org, and that's the way to get more information about this really exciting program. If you've got youth who are challenged, they're at risk. I know you've shared with me, Blondell, that you've had people who are in tribal leadership, they're leading companies.
Yes.
You've got a lot of successful graduates who look to many people like they didn't have all that much really promise. Is that right?
That is correct, and they have prominence. The kids who come to us are very bright. But I might make a distinction, David, that they might be bright but know nothing because they didn't learn anything in school. So make them appear not bright.
Okay.
You know, but they are bright. What we need to do is to teach them. So we get kids who are anyway from 2 to 7 years behind academically.
Really?
So in ninth grade, they might be reading on the third grade.
Wow.
But it's not because he's quote-unquote dumb. Tenth grade, they might be reading on the sixth grade or doing math in the seventh grade. So he's behind academically. So what we do in our school, we're very flexible. We speed him up. We accelerate the student's learning.
Great.
So a ninth grader is a ninth grader. And a tenth grader is a tenth grader.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, one criteria for graduating from our program is that you must be on grade level.
Okay, so you've got to have caught up by the time you leave.
You have to get caught up, right. Because our kids are going to be successful. We are successful with 92% of our kids.
That's great. And by successful is you get them back up to where they need to be academically?
No, beyond that. 1 year after they leave us, they are finishing school,
okay,
finishing high school or going to college, not getting into any trouble, and into meaningful activities.
Wow.
Okay?
Those are pretty high standards.
Very high standard.
92%.
92%.
How many kids have gone through Advent Home?
You know, I do not know exactly, but it's about more than 2,000.
And you've been running the program for how long?
Since 1985.
Wow.
Since 1985. We started out small, but now we process about 60 kids per year.
Great, great. I know you do a lot of work with ADHD. We don't have much time in the program. What hope do you have for parents who feel like they have a hyperactive child?
We like to say we reverse ADHD. We make that very plain, reversing ADHD. So the behavior can be managed. You can teach new skills and new ways for dealing with it where a child does not have ADHD symptoms.
Wow.
A child is not being affected. I would say most kids who come to the Advent Home, when I say most kids, in the 90%, are on medication. Most kids who leave the Advent Home, the great majority of them, are not on medication and continue to be off medication.
So you're not putting Ritalin in the water?
No, we're not putting Ritalin in the water.
Okay.
We take them off, and as soon as they can, they really take themselves off.
Huh. Well, this is exciting. And like I said, even though I've heard of your program for years, I've really not known much about it. I've been excited to have you on this segment. Unfortunately, the clock says we've got to wind down.
Okay.
But before we do, I want to give that contact information one more time. If you've got an at-risk youth in your tribe, someone with a lot of potential, they don't seem to be living up to it, they need some help, consider checking into Advent Home. The website, adventhome.org, adventhome.org. Phone number, 423-336-5052. Unfortunately, we've got to take another break, but we're going to be back. We've got a lot more great information in our final segment of today's edition of American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
Today's American Indian Living Radio program is sponsored in part by Wimar Center of Health and Education. Located in the foothills of Northern California's Sierra Mountains, Wimar is home to the residential New Start Lifestyle Program that helps people of all races address diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and related conditions. To further assist Native Americans with their health, Wimar produces a wealth of free resources that can be accessed on their website at newstartclub.com. To learn more about how Wimar can change your life, you can call 1-800-525-9192. The number again is 1-800-525-9192. Or you can access them on the web at newstartclub.com. Again, that's newstartclub.com.
With nerves of steel, with incomparable courage, with fierce determination, with uncompromising resolve, the men and women of the United States Armed Forces go forth. And wherever and whenever they go, the USO will be there to touch their spirit, to comfort them, to remind them, to simply and heartfully thank them for the extraordinary gift they give us all. Until every brow is soothed and every hand is held, until every battle's won and every song is sung, until everyone comes home. Find out more about the USO and how you can help at USO.org.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to our final segment of American Indian Living. Dr. David DeRose here, and in this last segment, I'll be honest with you, here in this convention venue, very busy place, a lot of my guests can't stay with me for more than 10 or 15 minutes, but I'm so thankful that Dr. Blondell Sr. was able to stick by, because there is a number of things that you may have been wondering about that we didn't get to talk about in our last segment. Dr. Sr., Advent Home. People hear that name and they say, well, this sounds like a Christian organization. Is that true?
Yes, we are Christian-based. And, you know, Christian-based include things like honesty, hard work, thrift, conservative values, and so forth. So we're very proud of our values, and we're teaching them to our young people because they're the American values. Advent also means a new beginning.
Okay.
A new hope.
Okay.
And for these kids, they need a new beginning, a new hope.
Wonderful. So it's a new place of new beginnings. It's a home, so you run it like a home environment.
Yes.
And you're using Christian principles. But do I understand right, kids come from all kind of faith backgrounds?
Yes, all kind of faith background. The Catholics, Lutherans, Baptists, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventists, from all backgrounds.
Okay. Do you get some kids from Islamic and atheist backgrounds?
Yes. We have kids from Islam, and we have many kids who are rebelling.
Okay.
So they claim that they are not Christians.
Okay, fair enough. And you find, though, these principles and these values are part of the success of your program.
Yes, it's a boys' program, you know, and the boys are very comfortable. We start at 6 o'clock in the morning. They get up, they make their bed. We focus on cleanliness and neatness because that's order. We have breakfast in the morning. They participate in making breakfast
Great.
And then cleaning up. So the kids are involved from moment one.
We
go from there and we have... go to school, and they participate in about 5 hours of school, and we're very flexible with our schooling. It's a regular classroom, it's online schooling, it's one-on-one, it's tutoring, and so it doesn't matter what the child's needs are, we can meet his needs.
Great.
And we accelerate the child, or if he's too slow, we can help him to speed up. But it's tested. Our school is accredited by different accrediting associations.
Okay.
So when a kid attends our school, his credit can be transferred to any other school.
Great. I've got a question, and I know this might be a difficult question to ask and to answer, but I think there's people that are listening that want to know this. We talk about these at-risk kids, and I can imagine a parent saying, yeah, this sounds like it might be a good program. I think this Dr. Senior, I mean, he sounds like he's really great, but I'm worried about sending my kid to be with a bunch of other kids. I mean, there might be kids that are really violent there that would hurt or kill my child. There may be predators, sexual predators. Are those real concerns?
Yes, they're real concerns. You send your kid away, you should be concerned where he is going mm-hmm. and how he's going to be protected.
Uh-huh.
We do not have sexual predators, and we do not have murderers, and we have been operating now for 30 years, and we have not had those problems. But still, those kids need to be closely supervised. We have more staff than students.
More staff than students?
Yeah, that's correct. We have more staff than students. If we have 32 kids, we might have 38 or 40 staff.
Wow. So you're keeping close tabs on
close tabs. You have to keep close tabs. And the kids are supervised 24 hours. We have electronic monitors. And we teach the kids values. But they're very busy. You know, they go to school after school. It's lunch after lunch. It's chores or work.
Mm-hmm.
We have recreation. We have study hall, we have group therapy, and we have room, and they go to bed 9:30 again. So they're very tired when they're through.
Okay.
And that tiredness is very good because they get off medication like sleeping pills.
That's
some
great.
Kids will come on sleeping pills because they can't sleep.
Wow.
And the reason because they have nothing to do.
Uh-huh.
At the admin home, they get tired, and by the second day, they might not need their sleeping pills.
This is exciting.
Or kids will come that they have other pills for a diet or something.
Uh-huh.
Well, they don't have a diet problem because they eat anything. They get so tired and you're working and you're exercising.
Uh-huh.
Your body's burning up energy. Another thing, they lose weight very fast.
So if they're overweight?
Or if you're overweight, yes. It's nothing for a kid to lose 60, 70 pounds.
How about if they're thin? Do some of them waste away to nothing?
They do a lot of exercise, weightlifting, and they actually work.
Oh, so the thin kids put
muscles on.
Wow.
And the big kids put muscles on too, but they burn up the fat.
Okay, this is good.
Yes, a hardworking program. We're very lifestyle-oriented.
One of the things that I think a lot of people may have found interesting is that you only allow boys in the school. Is there a reason for that?
Yes, the reason is because girls are a distraction.
Okay.
These kids get distracted easily. They get unfocused. They miss what they're doing, and they get distracted. So we have to manage the environment so that they are attracted rather than distracted.
Mm-hmm.
So we just minimize the distraction, such as cell phone, such as texting, such as television, radio, idleness, and so forth. And we maximize counseling, working, tutoring, one-on-one, and so forth.
Mm.
Also, it costs the parents, so we want the kids to be out as quickly as possible and doesn't have to spend forever in the program. So the quicker he can get out, the quicker he continues his education and continues his growth.
Mm-hmm.
We also have community involvement. One day per month, these kids get involved in the community and do something for the community. Remember now, these are the same kids who might break letterboxes and damage cars.
Right, right.
So we want them to be a part of the community.
That's great.
We also have parent training.
Uh-huh.
Each quarter, the parents are required to come to the admin home for 1 weekend. And it's 1 weekend of intense counseling and interaction with the parent and the child. So we are now re-establishing communication and interaction and leadership in the home.
So this is not a program where you say, okay, I've had it with my kid, send him off, leave him there for a year, 2, 3 years. No, if you send someone to Advent Home, you're going to be there every quarter at a minimum.
Every quarter or more often, depending where you live.
Okay.
But minimum of a quarter. And you must come and spend a weekend.
And if you don't, what happens?
We send the child back home because we don't warehouse kids.
Oh, really?
It is a family program.
Okay.
You don't know the needs of a child until you meet the family.
Hmm.
And it is family-oriented of communication, interaction, teamwork, etc. And the parents have to reinforce what we are doing. So we are working as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a three-way communication. The child, the parents, the staff. Three-way, a triangle. And it makes it very effective. The parents also learn quite a lot. And they'll say, boy, this program is really for parents rather than for kids.
Okay.
And it's true to that.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you a question, Dr. Senior, because we've had other programs featured on American Indian Living that have similar goals. And like I mentioned earlier in the show, common theme is practical work, a work training program. Tell us a little bit about the type of things that the kids do at Advent Home. You mentioned the cooking breakfast and doing the chores around the house, so to speak. Are there other, do you train them in skills, work-related skills?
Yes, there are many. The first thing you need to understand that a family is a team. Mm-hmm. So we teach a family that each member of a family should have responsibilities.
Okay.
If you're making breakfast, the kids can set the table. When you're through, they can start washing dishes.
Okay.
They can sweep the floor or vacuum and so forth. And as they get older, they take on bigger responsibilities like clean the house, keep their room clean, cut the grass, wash the car, and so on. So it's very skills-oriented. And the more skillful a child is, the more mature he becomes.
Mm-hmm.
So maturity can be taught. And it can be taught at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
And maturity teaches a child to reason. So the first thing a child learns is self-government. Pick up your clothes.
Okay.
Make your bed, wake up with the alarm, and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And as he grows later, older, and leaves the home and goes to the teacher, he learns self-reliance, how to rely on himself, how to do things on his own because his parents are not around him anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is self-control. The child must exercise self-control in his day-to-day. And self-control teaches cause and effect.
Okay.
So the child can't just walk out of school because his parents are not around.
Uh-huh.
Because he needs to understand the effect, the impact. If you don't study, you'll fail. If you're driving and you're speeding, you'll get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a ticket, you might lose your driver's license and so on.
Right, right.
So we're teaching the child skills. So by the time he becomes a teenager, he should be very, very skillful. Okay, what are some of the things the child does around the Advent Home?
Mm-hmm.
He participates in maintaining the program.
Okay.
So he learns to cook.
Uh-huh.
And he learns to serve. And he learns food services.
Hmm.
We have to keep the campus clean.
Okay.
So he learns lawn services,
uh-huh.
shrubs, and landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do this every day because it's big property.
Right, right.
He learns gardening. We have 7 acres of gardening.
Wow.
So we grow vegetables, and the kids participate in learning that vegetables are not from Walmart. They come from the ground.
Excellent.
We teach auto mechanic. Simple, you know, how to service a car.
Uh-huh.
We teach youth leadership. The kids actually learn to be a youth leader. And these are some of the skills that we teach where the child becomes very effective, very competent, and very confident.
Dr. Senior, you've shared with us a lot of great information. Advent Home, I'm even more impressed with what you've shared. Unfortunately, our show is just about finished. I want to give that website one more time. It's adventhome.org. Dr. Blondell Sr. has been my guest. Not only do they have a program to help at-risk young men, but they've also got resources that you can tap into. Again, adventhome.org. Well, our time has just about slipped away from us. I want to thank you for joining us again on this edition of American Indian Living. I've enjoyed both Dr. Sr. and Lionel LaMountain, who joined us earlier. Hopefully this material has helped you catch a vision for things that you can do more effectively in your own home, in your own community, on your own tribe. For all of us at American Indian Living, I'm Dr. David DeRose, wishing you the very best of health.
This is Life Talk Radio.